The door is open, but you resist going through it. The door is open, but you resist going through it. From darkness to light, from doubts to certainty, from flailing to being grounded and flying. What door? The door that leads to everything you ever wanted for yourself. Feeling good, having joy, loving yourself and the people in your life, loving life. Success, fulfillment, health. Everything. We are all, in some ways, feel less than what we want to accomplish. We lack something. And that is where you are different from most everybody else. What you do when you think, see, experience that you lack something. A skill, the understanding, the knowledge, the desire, the ambition. Or the mojo. Or suddenly we don't want to. Although we all look like we should be similar, reacting similarly, it turns out that we all react different. Many factors, your soul correction, your upbringing, your education, the books you read or don't read, the culture you live in. So it should be obvious that one size doesn't fit. If you want to be happy, if you want to be fulfilled, feel good about yourself, it is mandatory to know how to handle, how to push through the stops that your I am not enough or I don't want to create. Or the I don't wanna. The biggest and most obvious difference between people is created by this reaction. What they do when the going gets tough. And the second biggest difference is how you handle your urges. Urges for sex, food, comfort, love, etc. The push/pull is independent from you. They come and they don't care who you are and what you'd rather have. They are the wind, like the flood. Not you. My job as a guide, my job as an energy person, is to work with who you are, so you can be happy, fulfilled, and feel good about yourself, no matter what the difficulty is and what the urges. And because people are all individuals, and different, every person is a challenge. Or should be, right? But it turns out that there are commonalities that can be found, under the visible layer, under the hood, so to say. Although all humans have the same DNA, there are two things that is really unknown until we know. 1. Some genes, important genes, turn on and turn off at a certain age, if things in the person's life go as predictable. 2. Some genes, although open, do not cause the difference in behavior unless the person's culture, unless the person's upbringing, unless the person's experience points it out. It is like an open door. When you are very young, when a door opens, you instinctively look at it and start crawling towards it and through it. But when you are too full of yourself, when you think you already know everything, you just ignore the door and stay where you are. Possibility is suddenly wasted on you. Beauty is suddenly wasted on you. Adventure, fulfillment, ambition are all wasted on you. You know and you know that you know. What do you know? Something you decided that is so. Something you are absolutely and unquestionably right about. You know how it is, you know who is the hero and who is the villain, and the villains are wrong, 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 even if you are one of them. What you want is some gentle and effortless change in all that. And it is rarely available. Here is an example. A few years ago, two maybe, I read a book, a science fiction, time travel specifically. In that there is the good guy and the bad guy who is a woman. In a scene where the woman is around 90 years old, we see something that rocked my world. She said to her grandson, "I would not have traded any other life for the life I had, because I would not have had you." I still think of this at least once a week, and weep. I lived in the middle of my room knowing that parents do not love their children, that children are a burden, and I was 100% right about that. In my own mind. That scene in that book has been trying to make me go through the open door to the space where some people love their children and some people don't. And I still haven't moved. The door is open, but I am not. Because if I gave up being right about that, then why didn't my parent love me? What is wrong with me? And I definitely don't want to deal with that. So the gentle and effortless doesn't seem to do the trick. I have to take out the big hammer. The big hammer I teach to my clients who, with or without my help, manage to open that door to happiness, fulfillment and loving themselves. I had an email conversation with a student of mine this morning. His door is open, but he doesn't want to do anything that he needs to, or has to. I suggested that maybe the magic is in the words, he could say, "I get to," or alternatively "I can." Because, don't be mistaken, some doors are closed to most people. And with those closed doors, no matter what they do, they can't get happy, fulfilled, or love themselves. You do. So you are privileged. You get to walk through that door. You can walk through the door 99% of humanity can't. Because their door is closed. Locked. Padlocked. In the DNA activation source, at my request, locks two doors and unlocks two other doors. The door it locks are for you to remain a hapless baby. The two doors it unlocks are doors to freedom, self-determination, dignity, and power. Obviously, happiness, fulfillment, and self-love is only available if you walk through that door. While hapless babies are not happy, not fulfilled, and don't love themselves, especially if and when they are grown-ups. A 60-year-old baby. Now that is a picture for the ages. We are completing the Inner Authority course today. The next big course is going to be a program, group coaching program, that helps you identify what are the main and most harmful ways you resist going through that door that leads to fulfillment, happiness, and self-love. Because you do. Resist. And until you find out how and why you resist and then find out what are the magic moves for you to not resist and walk through, and do what is yours to do beyond the door, there is nothing that can help you other than a lobotomy. The program doesn't have a name yet, doesn't have dates yet, doesn't have a price yet. It has one thing for certain: you will be able to walk through that door at least in one area of life. And do what is yours to do so you can be happy, fulfilled and love yourself or your money back. Whether it is relationships, health, money, work is your area where you are stuck. That is the mission of the program, and that is the mission you will need to take on if you wanted to participate. For you, even taking on a mission is only possible if you walk through that door. The format of the program: weekly get-togethers, private calls when necessary. I provide energetic support as needed. Even DNA adjustments. This is not a sales letter. There is nothing to buy. Yet. But if you are itching to buy something, buy the Soul Correction Workshop. It is interesting, and you'll probably see how others with your soul correction are dealing with life. Unsuccessfully. The Soul Correction Workshop. Recorded. Get it at www.yourvibration.com/scw. The recorded course is available on the website and in my mobile app.